Good day and welcome to The Big Issue. Last week I presented you with part one of the true value of the PSL. We covered the players and clubs and how much their values might change in the next few months and even years. This time around, let's have a look at the league as a whole. How will the PSL be affected by the suspension of matches? How will this impact the future of the league in terms of sponsorship deals and broadcasting rights? Interestingly enough, the Sia crew also covered this in this week's issue of the Sokola Duma newspaper, so please check that out as well. But I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
The outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic couldn't have come at a worse time for the PSL. That's not to say that there is a right time to have a financial crisis or a virus outbreak of this kind, but in a league that has been having issues packing stadiums, a local football system that has seen us chop and change sponsors multiple times since the 90s, and in our little football bubble here in South Africa, we were just starting to see some major progress. In the 2016-2017 season, the league declared 884 million rand in earnings for the financial year. The following season saw an improvement to 938 million rand. And just last season, the PSL announced that for the first time in its history, they had revenue in excess of 1 billion rand. This is huge for our league. It would have meant that the league would have been able to negotiate higher fees for broadcasting rights from SuperSport, but more on that later, sponsorships from Absa, Nedbank, MTN and Glad Africa, and also prize money for the respective winners of both the PSL and the Glad Africa Championship. So how will the recent news impact local football at the most executive level? Well, first we have to understand how the league is structured and how it makes money. As mentioned in part 1 and also in the CS special, it's only the league's top 3 who would be worried about ticket sales impacting their financials. And even if you do look at Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates and our richest team in Mamelodi Sundowns, they wouldn't be too worried about ticket sales specifically anyway. And that's to say it wouldn't be anywhere near their top priority. What they and most PSL teams will be worried about is broadcasting rights. Not everyone is able to travel to matches, but since television was properly introduced to us back in 1976, we've been glued to our screens. It's by far the largest earner and the bread and butter of local football. The PSL's sponsor in this area, of course, is SuperSport. It's a sponsorship worth about 600 million rand per season, and the full deal is actually valued at about 3 billion rand over 5 years, which would end in the 2023-2024 season as it stands currently. So depending on the severity of the crisis and when football will be able to return, one has to imagine that there will have to be at least some form of restructuring of this agreement, as every league and cup competition schedule is set to be reworked. They will also have to decide how to deal with this being such an unforeseen circumstance, which is something that can of course affect the validity of any contract. SuperSport broadcast a few hundred PSL matches each year with the regular spaced out schedule. Now, however, there will potentially be too many matches happening in too short a time span to broadcast all of the matches left in the agreement. And if there's any issue with that amount, say SuperSport needs to reduce the amount they pay the PSL to below the agreed upon 3 billion rand, then every team in the league will be sweating. Because that amount which the PSL earns helps ensure that monthly grants are paid, and clubs across both the top tier, the Absa Premiership, and the Glad Africa Championship are able to survive. Worse even, last November, PSL chairman Irvin Khoza actually said that based on their record 1 billion rand season, that they'd be looking at increasing the monthly grants even further from the current setup of 2 million rand per PSL club and 500,000 rand per Glad Africa Championship club to an undisclosed amount. But now that we'll likely see a large dip in revenue for the league, this might not be a realistic option anymore. In fact, the worst case scenario at this point in time would see the league reducing these monthly grants, at least on a temporary basis. On the bright side though, local football fans have been given some relief by the executives in question. For example, SuperSport CEO Gideon Kobane has come out and said that the company are looking to populate their channels with sports documentaries and other content in order to fill the void left by live football, in the hopes of retaining revenue by keeping viewers watching television, which will mean that advertisers will retain their interest and the wheels will keep on turning until we have clarity as to when the league can properly resume. The PSL's acting CEO, Mato Madlala, has also guaranteed clubs that they will receive their monthly grants as usual, at least until the end of May. This immediately raises the question as to what will happen when the money runs out. Many big teams will be able to stay afloat due to sheer size and popularity, but smaller teams rely heavily on that monthly grant, as they don't have any corporate sponsorship at all. We're referring, of course, here to GLAAD Africa Championship teams, for example, who for years didn't even have a corporate sponsor for the league as a whole, let alone individual sponsorship for each club. Just this week, we've seen Swallows FC have to cut sponsorship ties over a separate controversy. The promotion-chasing side have terminated their three-year, 150,000 rand a month sponsorship with an information company that scored a multi-million rand tender with the Gauteng provincial government. The company, called Intuit Technologies, were exposed by the City Press, who reported that the Gauteng government may have disregarded due processes in awarding a 30 million rand tender to the Sandton-based company. Intuit Technologies and Swallows FC last year announced this three-year sponsorship deal with the GLAAD Africa Championship. And this termination of the deal means that Swallows lose about 3 to 4 million rand in potential sponsorship money for the next couple of years. And furthermore, if the league season is scrapped, they may lose between 1.5 million and 3 million rand in prize money. And of course, worst of all, they'd lose the potential earnings from just being in the PSL and receiving that 1.5 million rand boost in monthly grants. See, the coronavirus is essentially a Russian nesting doll of financial issues for our league. The moment you address one issue and crack it open, more problems are revealed within. Looking at the league as a whole for a second again, they earn about 350 million rand from APSA, Nedbank, MTN, Telkom and MultiChoice in the form of sponsorships for various competitions. Now remove yourself from the world of football one more time for a moment and think about the fact that these sponsors are banks, telecommunications companies, entertainment businesses. Banks, for example, will definitely feel the economic pressure of the virus as hard as anybody. So that begs the question, how much will their marketing budget be moving forward? How much will they try and lower sponsorship fees when they renegotiate these deals? And what happens if the season is scrapped? Will APSA and Nedbank be given a cut price due to abandoned matches? Right now, we don't have the answers to these questions because we are still smack bang in the middle of the pandemic with no clear view as to when football will return. A recurring phrase we keep hearing is back to normal. When will things get back to normal? When will the season resume normally? The truth is, everything about football is likely to change. And at this point, there is no normal. We left normal behind in the first 2 weeks of March when the league was postponed. Whatever we're going to see in the remainder of 2020 is going to be new to all of us, from the top all the way to the bottom. And that means the ways in which we understand broadcasting, sponsorship, wage bills, player values, club values, league values, are all going to need to adapt in order for football to survive in a meaningful way. Also, bear in mind that football is not the only sport impacted by this, and furthermore, sport is not the only sector affected by this. Not to exaggerate, but it's all forms of business and potentially life as we know it that is going to take on a new appearance this decade. And hopefully, knock on wood, we'll all look back and thank the heavens that we made it out alive and in good health. And that's how we wrap up the big issue for today. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram for all the latest news. And you can also subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, and Google Play to get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editor, Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day. Sokala Duma Radio.